Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians this morning, chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Want to begin, we're going to cover quite a bit this morning, right quickly. Amen, as the Lord leads. But I want to start with just one verse, verse 13. Paul's talking to the saints at Philippi, the brethren, the brothers and sisters in Christ, those that love the Lord and are looking for His appearing. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. The Bible says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. We look at this morning. I'd like to preach for just a minute, if God would be my help, on this thought. A fresh start. A fresh start. As we look at this and we see Paul and he says, brethren, he's not only talking to the church of Philippi, but he's talking to me and you, just as if he was speaking to us this morning, as if Paul was standing up here this morning in my place. And he's speaking out to us today because he wants to encourage us that we might take courage in this hour that we live, that we might realize, praise God, that we serve a God this morning who loves us and cares for us, and he wants to give us a fresh start and a new perspective even on life. I'm afraid sometimes we've got so discouraged that we're just on the verge of just throwing in the towel and giving up. But I want to say there's a God of glory who loves us, and He has all the encouragement we need that we might take a refuge in the Lord, that we might take courage and strength from God on high, that we might be moved, praise God, to a place of complacency, to a place of compassion, that we might come to a place within ourselves, praise God, that's bigger than we are. Amen. You say, where can we get that? Where does that come from? That comes from inside. That comes from something, praise God, that's bigger than this world, moving in to me and you, taking its abode and begin to do the work for us and in us that we desperately need in the day and hour that we live. Amen. So Paul's speaking to the brethren. And if you go back and you look at the chapter 3 and verse 1, he says, finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you is safe. Amen. And he goes on and he speaks on that we should be aware and not get caught in circumstances and consequences that would set us back. But praise God, he says, what we got to do is just keep pressing forward, pressing on toward the mark of the high calling of the good God of glory. Amen. I'm going to say, young, praise God. Hey, listen, we got to keep marching, praise God, because if you'll look around this world, there's so many depend upon it. Amen. Our little ones are depending on us marching forward for the good cause of Christ. If we back up, if we let up, I praise, we'll let them fall. And amen. And there'll be something out here, praise God, to get a hold of and take them off in a direction that they don't need to go. But praise the Lord when we trust in the Lord. But if we ain't careful, we'll get dissuaded, we'll get discouraged. But Paul said, listen, said we got to be aware, we got to be watching. We got to have a confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he said, if we got our confidence in Him, he said, then we won't have confidence, verse 3, in the flesh. The flesh will deceive you. The flesh is a deceiver. It takes you in places you shouldn't go. It keeps you there longer than you want to stay. And it destroys so many lives today. Amen. Our flesh destroys us, and we let it. Amen. We got to get hold of it. And Paul says we can't have confidence in the flesh. If you put your confidence in your flesh and what you do, what you're able to accomplish, your flesh will let you down day after day after day. Amen. Paul says if anybody could have confidence in the flesh, he said it should have been me. Said he was a high breeding. He was a high standard. Amen. He says in verse 4, he said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Paul said, if there was anybody going to trust in the flesh, it'd been me. He said, I had all the standard. I had everything met. Listen to what he says. He said, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. He said, I knew what God says. I knew what the Word said. He said, I was raised. He said, I grew up in it. I know exactly what it is. Amen. He said, if anybody could trust in the flesh, it'd have been me. He says, concerning zeal. He said, I had a great zeal for what I was doing, what I thought was right. He said, if anybody could have trusted in the flesh, he said, it would have been me. So I thought I had this thing nailed down. I had confidence that I did in the flesh. I want to say this more. Your flesh will give you a false confidence. Amen? It'll give you a false confidence. But he said, so concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. He said, I done what, as a Pharisee, I done what I thought was right in the flesh. Amen? But he said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. He said, when I thought about it and considered it, he said, I realized it wasn't, listen, he said, I realized it wasn't about me, but it was about Him. Paul says, there was a place in my life that they began to be a separation. He said, there's a place in my life that there began to be a dividing out. And he said, I began to look at this thing with a different perspective. And as I begin to see, praise God, that they was a holy and a righteous God that was a high and lofty and lifted up, praise God. And then there was this old flesh in which I live. And he said, I realized that this flesh was so corrupt. And even though I was trying in my flesh to do right, he said then in Romans 7, he said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. He said, I have a desire to get out of here. Amen. He said, he was wanting to get away from this fleshly side. But he said, praise God, if God leaves me here, I'm paraphrasing that. He said, if God leaves me here for you, praise God, it'd probably be better right now. Amen. Because God knows exactly what you need. Amen. He said, he's a zeal, praise God, in me. And said, God wants to fulfill that. He wants to take that zeal for the Lord and do it in the right way for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He's wanting to do today. You know, God hasn't changed. He still wants to take old sinners, praise God, save them by His marvelous grace. Amen. Help us get a control of this old flesh that we live in and go on for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. Verse 80 says, yo, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. He said, ain't nothing as fascinating and exciting as the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, everything else is nothing compared to Jesus Christ. Amen. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I might win Christ. Amen. He said, everything I used to have a zeal for, praise God. He said, it's not that important no more. He said, he's been a new zeal and an excitement then that's put down, stirs down in my soul. And that excitement is about what the Lord Jesus Christ has got for me. Amen. He said, I've got a blessed hope, praise God, and I've got an eternal promise. Praise the Lord. He said, something that nobody can take away. He said, I count all that other stuff, just stuff to go on the dung heap. That to be cast out, praise God, and to got rid of. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and be found in Him not having mine own righteousness. See, here's where we struggle. We want to do, the spirit of man wants to do that's right. But the flesh isn't willing. The flesh is contrary to the spirit. And the spirit is contrary to the flesh. And there's a battle. Paul said, there's a battle. Back in Romans 7, he said, there's a battle going on. Within me, within my members, he said, there's a war that's a raging. He said, when I try to do right, amen, the flesh don't want me to. And he said, but the Spirit is directing me to. And he said, I don't have any confidence at all in the flesh. Amen. But he said, I found that there's a help somewhere. He said, being found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen. He said, there's something that's different, praise God, than following after the wills and the desires of the flesh. And he said, it's the power of God from on high. It's in faith. It's our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in a right relationship with Him that makes the difference. Amen. He said, that I may know Him. Praise the Lord. See, there's a difference between knowing about Him. Hello? There's a difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Him as your Lord and Savior this morning. There's a unique difference in that. There's a difference having zeal for the church and having a zeal for the Lord Jesus Christ. To lift up Him, praise God, and praise Him for all He does. Because he said that I might know Him in the power of His resurrection, praise God, that He lifts us up, He brings us out. That He died according to the Scriptures, but He rose again, praise God. And we must rise. This old flesh has to die to the sins of the world, die to our own selfishness and our own righteousness, that we might live unto the righteousness of God. Amen. To do what's right according to the Lord. Amen. He said, in the fellowship of our sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Brother David's talking about in Sunday school. That if we act right and we live right and we do right, praise God, according to God and godliness, the world won't like it. They'll look at us and they'll look down on us and they'll ridicule us and they'll talk bad about us. They'll mock us behind our back. But that's all right because we're not doing it for them. We're doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ that He might receive the glory. And through giving Him the glory in our actions, praise God, and in the reactions that those folks have to His being glorified, amen, it makes a difference in our lives. Amen. The Bible says that the Word of God won't go out void, but it'll find a place. Amen. Those folks might ridicule and put you down because they don't understand. They don't understand. They can't conceive what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. But praise God, there's a Spirit of God that'll move upon their heart and they'll begin to question, they'll begin down in their depths of their soul and say, I wonder what they've got that makes them different. That they can stand there, bow their head, pray over their food unashamedly before the Lord. They see a strong confidence that they can't find in the world. See, the world would like to be confident in everything that we do. Amen. We'd like to have a strong confidence. We'd like our children to go up and have a strong confidence. But what are we teaching? What are they getting? What is their confidence in? I will say this morning, it's probably in the same confidence as you have. Amen. The confidence you have, whatever you're confident in, probably is who your children are confident in. Amen. If your confidence in the Lord, praise God, your children probably have their confidence in the Lord. But if you put your confidence in the flesh and what you try to get done by yourself, amen, their confidence is going to be the confidence of the flesh. Amen. But there's a place, Paul says, that we got to make some changes. Amen. And he goes on, verse 11, says, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. He said that resurrection dead, that dying out to the things and living alive unto the Lord Jesus Christ, which is far better. Amen. Getting rid of the flesh and living for the Lord. It's denying the flesh. He said, the Bible says to mortify the deeds of the flesh, to put them to death. We have to, did you know it? You know what's wrong with the world today? You know why we got things going on in Charlotte and places like that? Because there's nobody that takes responsibility for themselves. We want to blame all our bad behaviors on somebody else. We used to pack it off on the devil. You know, you used to have him little old sticker said, well, the devil made me do it. I won't say, the devil ain't make you do it. Hey, man, you know why? Because most of us too sinful for the devil to make us do it. Because the devil's not omnipresent. And it seems like a sinful thing going on every day. Amen. All over the world, sinfulness is everywhere. Amen. It ain't the devil that makes us do bad things. It's this old stinking flesh. It's being led, amen, by the flesh. So we got to mortify the deeds of flesh. What we got to do? Paul said, you know what? He said, I get rid of that junk. I count it as done. He said, I put that junk away. He said, I'm reevaluating constantly. It's like a computer. He said, I'm computing constantly. Well, is this what I'm going to say? Is this what I'm going to do? Is this going to be pleasing to the Lord? Amen. Young people, listen to me. You are to constantly be computing. It's what I'm doing. It's what I'm saying. It's how I'm acting and reacting. What I'm saying to mama and daddy. What I'm saying to papa and grandma. Is it going to be pleasing to God? Let me just say this. You know, if we would do that, if we would compute these things, if we'd think about what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? How would Jesus react? Amen. We won't grow up and one day look back and say, boy, when I was a kid, I wish I hadn't done that. Amen. I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I hadn't have went there. If we'll listen to the Lord, if we'll compute, if we'll think on these things. Paul said, I had to think. He said, I had to die out to the flesh. I had to put it to that. Amen. When the flesh throws up, said, go ahead. He said, I had to compute that. And I said, you know what? I can't go there. Because it wouldn't be pleasing to God. So I had to reevaluate. I had to rethink it. That it might be dead. I might be resurrected newness of life. And dead to that old man. He says, not as though I had already attained. He said, now listen to what he said. He said, it's a work in progress. Do you realize that you're a work in progress? See, what happens is the devil will try to get us destroyed. So, well, you messed up. Said, you must not even, and he'll say, you must not even be saved. Hello? Amen? But you can say, you know what? I did mess up, and say, oh Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Amen? The devil has to flee. He can't deal with that. He said, not that I already attained. Either we're already perfect. The devil wants us to think, his old flesh wants to think, is once we get saved, then we're going to be perfect, complete in the Lord. Amen. We're still that clay in the potter's hands. But we got to realize, praise God, that we're in strong hands. We're in sure hands. We're in confident hands. We're in we're in hands that we can have confidence in, that we can trust in, that we can rely on, that we can believe in. And that He's going to mold us and make us according to His grace and mercy for His glory. Amen. He's going to fix us up, praise God. And so we have to realize, glory to God, that it's not us that's keeping us. Amen. The devil wants to say, well, you know what? You're not able to do it. So why even try? Amen. How many times he'd come by and said, hey, you know, why don't you just forget about it? Amen. Paul dealt with the same thing. He said it was a struggle. He said I hadn't already attained to it. He said I hadn't got a hold of it. He said I haven't tied the ends together yet. But said, praise God, God's a-helping me. Amen. He said, either we're already perfect. He said, but I follow after. Amen. But he said, I'm going in the right direction. He said, my focus, my attention is in the right place. He said, I'm following after. I'm following Lord Jesus Christ. I'm following in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. That I might be complete, might be finished one day according to His will. Amen. Not according to what I want. Praise the Lord. Neither were already perfect, but follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, there's something got a hold of me. And he said, I'm trying to, amen, glory be to God. And it's a squeeze in my heart. Amen. It's a bringing me to a place I've never been before. It's got a hold of me and I'm trying to get a hold of it. Do you see where we're at today, church? Amen. Ain't something that's reaching and getting a hold of us. And amen, we just got to get a hold of it. And if we ain't careful, the devil will discourage us. He'll beat us down. He said, well, you ain't there yet. But glory be to God. We're following after. We're hard pressed in the right direction. The thing is that we've got to focus, praise God, and stay in the right direction. We can't be dissuaded. Amen. We can't be drawn away, praise God. We got to stay focused. Amen. Because the old devil's a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And if I don't know about you, but if you look around, you see him picking them off one at a time. Amen. He's grabbing a hold of them and he's dragging them off in the pit. Well, I tell you, bless my heart, little Alexis got up here and was a-singing. Praise God, Miss Allison was up there. She was singing. When you get to the chorus, praise God, little Alexis, she was right there with her. I mean, you can see her little mouth. Boy, she's getting them words, putting them right out there. Boy, glory be to God. What do you say, preacher? I say, that's going in the right direction. Amen. Putting things down in their heart, praise God, that they can't forget. Amen. Makes all the difference. Paul said, I'm not there yet. So I've not got a hold of what's got a hold of me, but praise God, I'm reaching out. I'm striving for it. He said, but this one thing, he said, he says in verse 12, he said, if that I may apprehend for that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus, of Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, Jesus has showed me himself, praise God, and I'm trying to get a hold of him, and I'm hanging on for dear life. Because I found out, praise God, that he is that better part. Amen. But he goes on, and we're here in our text, verse 13, he says, brethren, he says, beloved, those children of God, he said, children of God. He's speaking to me and you today. Amen. Those that love the Lord and are looking for his appearing, expecting him to come to redeem us, amen, out of this old world. Praise God. I'm looking one day, praise the Lord, him just to Brother John, for him to snatch us out of here, to go on to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with him. We'll leave aside all the hardship, leave aside all the bitterness, and the sickness, and the death, and the dying, and the funerals, and the hard things that we go through. Amen. Paul said, praise God. He said, I'm glad one day there'll be another a better day. He said, I count not myself to apprehend it. Amen. He said, I haven't got hold of all of it yet. See, what happens, I believe, in Christian life is that if we can't get it all at once, we're all at once people. We begin to become an all at once people. We want everything and we want it right now. Listen, young people, you'll go to school and you'll get out of school and you want a house and three cars and a boat and all these things and a camper and everything. You want it right now. And you look at me and say, well, Pastor Jeff, Mama and Papa's got all that. And you look at me and say, well, Pastor Jeff, Mom and Daddy's got all that. Mom and Daddy's worked for it all their lives. They've labored. They put forth effort, pray God, to have and to attain to that they have. Amen. And if we're going to have it, we got to put forth the same effort. Amen. You know what I mean? I believe I told them Wednesday night, you know what they say? The average kid spends outside a day now. The average kid spends outside a day, out in the yard or outside a day. 6 minutes. Said the average kid today in which we live spends 6 minutes a day outside. And you know something else that they tell us today? They said that the reason we're so sickly and puny is because we don't get outside and get in the dirt enough. Amen. Because we're afraid to get our hands dirty. Amen. Good old youngins come in, we'll grab them up and we hand sanitize them. Wash them down, wipe them off every time. They said, you don't need to do that. Said, we're killing our children. Amen. Hey, God didn't design this dirt, praise God, to hurt us. God designed, praise God, this place that we live to be a blessing. Amen. Something we can enjoy. Amen. We ought to get out and enjoy it. Amen. Amen. You youngins, throw your games aside. Throw your Facebook aside. Get rid of your computer. Amen. Get rid of your game, boy. Go outside and ride the bicycle. Amen. Get out there and enjoy what God has given us. I know what you say. Well, preacher, he give us a game, boy. Amen. And that's okay in moderation. But it ought to be very moderate. Amen. I told him in the funeral, praise God, yesterday, Brother Charles, you know why he had such staying power to the end? Because amen, it was because of Facebook. Amen. It was because of Facebook. They all looked at me funny, kind of like you are. I said, it wasn't the computer. It was his face in the book. Amen. Every time you seen, when he come up to visit, he had the Word of God. He had sat and read it, and he made notes. The last time I seen Brother Charles, Brother X, he was sitting out on Miss Ruby's porch. Went up there to visit with her one evening. He was sitting on the porch out there by himself. Had his Bible in his lap, and he had his notebook. She said, Mr. Vernon said, he never cracked that book, and he didn't have a notebook. Amen. And I walked out there with him. He's out there by himself. I went out there and I sat down across from him. I said, Brother Charles, how you doing? I shook his hand and sat down. He said, doing all right. I said, what are you doing? And he didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. He just took his notebook, took the page that he was writing on, and he handed it to me. And I took that and I began to read over it. And I thought, glory be to God. You know what he handed me? He handed me the words from God. As he was sitting there with his face in the book, God was speaking to him, and he was writing down what God was saying, and he took the glory, he took that word, praise God, and he handed it to me so that I might see to. Glory to God. I tell you what, I about had me a spell. I got to think about that. Glory to God, what God was sharing with me. He didn't have to say a word. He had marvelous penmanship. Amen. It took me a minute to get, because I looked at it, my goodness, what wonderful writing. I mean, not nice block letter, but prettiest writing I ever seen. Amen. But then I got to looking at it. Boy, he had them thoughts pinned down. As God was speaking to him. Amen. He was recording it down. Don't miss for Laverne. Boy, I'd like to have a copy of them notes. All those he's wrote down over to you, where God spoke to him. Amen. You know why? Because same God speak to me. Amen. But glory be God. Paul said, hey, listen, I haven't comprehended. He said, I haven't got a hold of all that God's got for me yet. But praise God, I'm a looking to receive all I can. But the thing about Paul was the same thing about Brother Charles. Amen. He was getting all he could. See what happened? If we're living in the world, we want to get all we can and can all we get. Take in as much as we can get, praise God, to hang on to it for dear life. Amen. But Paul said, praise God, I'm not apprehended. I've not got all I want, but praise God, what I'm getting, I'm pricing it out. He said, it's a coming in one door and a going out the other. And he said, it's all for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way we ought to be. Bless His holy name. He's brother, and I count not myself to have apprehended. He said, I ain't got it all, because I'm giving out more than I'm getting, or as much as I'm getting. Praise the Lord. He said, but this one thing I do. Amen. He said, I haven't got it all tied, ain't got the ends, ain't got it all pulled together. Praise God. He said, let me tell you what I'm doing. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. I want to say this, if we're going to make a fresh start, we've got to get rid of all those things that's behind us. We got to get rid, Brother Charles, of all that old baggage we used to carry around, and when we was living out here in the world, when we was a follower in the flesh. He said, praise God. He said, I forget those things. He said, I put them out of my mind what I used to be. Amen. Amen. He said, I've got rid of those things. He said, I needed a fresh start. He said, and God gave me a fresh start. Let me just say this morning. If you've been saved by God's amazing grace, praise God, your sins have been washed. You've been washed and made clean. Amen. Just have to believe that and start to take your fresh start. Start fresh. Start new. Start right now. Amen. For the glory of God. Getting those things fixed up. Putting behind you those things that's in the past. Listen, the way that you acted and reacted to what the things that you said. Amen. Hey, you may have to go say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Amen. Get it behind you and go on for God's glory. Listen, church, we need a fresh start. All of us have to have a fresh start. Amen. After we're saved and born again, praise God, we got to ask forgiveness, we got to forgive ourselves, and we got to move on for God's glory. Amen. Listen, if there's anybody here that's got a halt against one another, praise God, you ought to go get them around the neck and say, I love you, I'm sorry. Amen. And just ask God to give out to God and put it behind you. He said, praise God. He said, I had to get away from that. I had to put it behind me. Amen. He said, God forgives you. Amen. He said, he cast them in the sea of forgetfulness and never remembers them against you no more. Not because he couldn't, because he chooses not to. See, our flesh will rise up and say, well, you know what they did to me. I'm going to say, glory to God, look what we did to Jesus. Amen. We took him and we nailed him on the old cross. We beat them nails in. Amen. We beat him. We purged him. We slammed him crown on. You say, I didn't do that. Yes, we did. Amen. We did that to Jesus. But He forgave us when He's hanging on that cross before He ever died for us. Glory be to God. Amen. He forgave us. Amen. He said, don't put it on their account. Amen. Glory be to God. He took all of our sinfulness, all our sinful ways, all our fleshly ways upon Himself so we'd be free. Boy, we need to be able to do that. He said, glory be to God. He said, I've apprehended this is something, brethren. He said, this thing that I've got a hold of, glory be to God, and I've realized I've got to put the past behind me. Praise the Lord. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. Amen. He said, I've got to realize where I am now. I've got to realize where I'm at, where I need to go from here. I think if we ain't careful, we get saved and we get bogged down right there. Amen? We get bogged down right in there where we get saved and we say, well, glory to God. Thank God I got in. Boy, I'm doing good now. I'm ready to go. Thank God I got that all took care of. But amen, we got to go. We got to proceed from there. We got to march on. We can't stop there. Amen. God's got more for us than that. Paul tells us that. He said, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are here now. No. He said, reaching forth unto those things which are before. He said, I'm looking forward to those things. He said, I'm starting again, starting all over afresh. He said, I got a fresh start, praise God. And he said, I'm marching on from here. He said, I'm not going to keep looking over my shoulder to see where I've been. See, what the devil do is keep getting you looking at your shoulder, see where you've been. He's a distractor and he'll run you out of the road. But if we keep our eyes ahead and keep our eyes on Jesus, praise God, he'll take us all the way to the end of the way. And he'll deliver us safe on, safe over home. But amen, we've got to realize, praise God, that we can't keep looking back. We got to look forward. Amen. If we don't look forward, praise God, we'll be sidetracked, we'll be diverted, we'll run out of the road, amen. We'll run in the ditch. How many of you text and drive? Amen. At least got two honest people. Quit it. You're going to kill somebody. Amen. Do you know an average person, if you got your phone in your right hand and you start text or even answer the phone, you automatically swerve to the right. Do you know that? You automatically pull that wheel to the right. Amen. Why? Because you're distracted. And the way that you're distracted is the way that you're going to go. Amen. Paul said we can't be distracted by those things that's behind us. So we got to keep our eyes on what's ahead. Listen, we've got a great promise ahead in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got a great promise, amen, that there's a place called heaven. That's far greater than anything we can feast our eyes upon here. Praise the Lord. It's time for us to make a fresh start. It's time to reach for those things which are before. And Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, there's a prize ahead that we're pressing forward for. Amen. If we keep looking back, amen, we're not thinking about what's ahead. That's the devil's biggest tactic, is getting us to look back on what we used to be. Getting us to look back on where we made mistakes. But I say, praise God, if God pulled you up out of the ditch, put you back in the road, glory be to God, we ought to just keep our eyes on the road. Amen. Hey, listen, we don't need to make the same mistakes over and over. We got to keep our focus on what's right. He said, I press for that mark, amen, the high calling. Why? Because he goes on in verse 20, and I'm done. He said, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, here's the help that he gives us. He said, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the work and whereby he's able even to subdue, watch this, all things unto himself. When the flesh wants to take you back to what you used to be, when the flesh wants to sidetrack you, praise God, you know what you got to do? You got to say, listen, praise God. He said, I'm starting fresh. I'm starting new. Amen. I'm going to go with God. I'm going to surrender to Him. Amen. For His glory. Amen. Amen. But I believe there's a lot of folks sitting in fundamental Bible believing church just like us who's never actually had a fresh start. Started over. As a child of God, to go in the right direction, to focus on the things that's right with the Lord's help. But the Lord had done this to deliver all things unto Himself. In other words, what the Lord's saying, praise God, He said, if you'll just trust in Him, He'll take care of all that old stuff. And He'll make it all new. He'll make it all fresh. He'll make it all wonderful and glorious. If we just put it in His hand. But He said, there's got to be a place that you have a fresh start. Wouldn't it be a good time just to have a fresh start? To start all over, to start. You say, well, preacher, we can't do that. You can. That's the amazing thing about God. You can with God. It don't matter where you've been, what you've done, praise God. You can come to Him and say, oh God, forgive me a sinner and help me. Lord, I want to start fresh. I want to start new. I want to start all over right now, today, this moment, God. This moment, I want a fresh start. Amen. An amazing thing about God, He can do that. Now listen, you know what amazing thing about that? What really hit me about this? Because the world won't do that. Anything that you've ever done, the world will hold, the society that we live in will hold it over our heads. Huh? It'll hold our head, it'll look back, and it'll look down on you. No matter how far you went away from that, it'll still be there. But the Lord Jesus Christ says this morning, He said, you know what? He said, I'm here to give every one of you a fresh start. To start new right here today. Paul said, that's the most precious. He said, I count all other things but junk. Things to be cast aside, except that I might attain the Lord Jesus Christ. That I might get a hold of Him that's got a hold of me. Amen. He said, well, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. Praise God. It's time for a fresh start. It's time to start reaching up. And it's time to start reaching out. Pray, man. But with the help of the Lord, it's time for a fresh start. What about you this morning? What about you? Isn't it time? Isn't it about time, church, that we just had a fresh start? A fresh start in the Lord this morning. Amen. Allowed Him to become the Lord of our lives. To begin to dictate to us and to show us and to give us the guidance and the leadership that we need. Amen. According to His perfect will. As you stand with me this morning, what about you?